Tonight is the 2nd of October, 2016, and I want to talk tonight about a subject that I think is very relevant to all believers, to all Christians, and I know that much has been said about it, and you might say, well, what do you have to add to it? I want to talk tonight about faith. Faith. Now, of course, Scripture is full of this wonderful, wonderful doctrine of faith. And I think to start with, we need to actually get a working definition of faith. You know, and I'm just going to read to you what some of the dictionary definitions of faith is. The belief or the assent to the truth of what is declared by another, resting on his authority and veracity without other evidence. The judgment that what another states or testifies is the truth. The assent of the mind or understanding to the truth of what God has revealed. A simple belief of the Scriptures. In the existence and characters and doctrines of Christ, founded on the testimony of sacred Scripture. The justifying or saving faith to the truth of the divine revelation on the authority of God's testimony, accompanied with a cordial assent and entire confidence or trust in God's declarations. In other words, that firm belief of God's testimony and of the truth of the gospel, which leads to an entire reliance on Christ for salvation. And we know there are many, many passages in the Bible that give credence to this definition, including Romans 5, being justified by faith, Hebrews 11, without faith it's impossible to believe God, 2 Corinthians 5, for we walk by faith and not by sight, Romans 10, with the heart man believeth to righteousness. Faith is an affectionate, practical confidence in the testimony of God. Faith is an affectionate, practical confidence in the testimony of God. Faith is a firm, cordial belief in the veracity of God, in all the declarations of His Word, and confidence that what God has declared is in fact true for us. The object of believing a doctrine or system of doctrines revealed by God's Word. Adhering to the promise of God of His truthfulness and His faithfulness to us, an open profession of gospel truth. Paul said in Romans 1, your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. A strict adherence to duty and fulfillment of promises without wavering. Well, gives us something to think about, does it not? What it means to be a person of faith. What it means to be a person of faith. You know, now we could go to the antithesis of that, and we could say what unbelief was. Yes, we could go and get a doctrine based upon unbelief. And of course you say, well, that's pretty evident. It's probably just, unbelief is probably just the opposite of what faith is. Well, let's just go find out what the definition of unbelief is. I find today that there's a lot of people that seem to be steeped in unbelief. They seem to be steeped in unbelief. In other words, they question everything about what Christ said regarding himself, regarding his doctrine, and regarding who he was and who he is. And very simply, unbelief is an absence of belief, an absence of faith, a disregard for something that's revealed, a disregard for something that's revealed. And that's why we see that in the Bible it says without faith it is impossible to please God. I wonder how many times we have found ourselves questioning the Word of God. How many times we have found ourselves questioning the Word of God. Now, we know that there is also a disbelief or rejection of believing. A disbelief or rejection of believing. An absence or lack of believing. How many times have we found ourselves in that state of unbelief? There are so many scriptures in the Bible that make affirmations about what Christ has done for his people. It's full of promises. It's full of declarations regarding what Christ has done. There's a lot of different things we could talk about, but have you ever met someone that seems to be skeptical about what the Bible asserts? They seem to be almost an agnostic, don't they? They actually believe more about what, when they're talking about the Bible, they put more questions in their minds about what it states than they do affirming what it truly states to be facts. Now we're going to look at some scriptures tonight, and I just thought it would be helpful to look at those two definitions, unbelief and faith. We've talked about this before. The faith is found in the Bible 338 times, 12 pages in the Bible regarding faith. And if we really study the aspect of faith, we know that all faith in regards to God, His works, His salvation, His redemption, His completed work on the cross, His justification, His resurrection, His election, His predestination, comes from God. All comes from God. Psalm 36:5, Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Now I'm going to read through and make some comments on these wonderful verses that proclaim the faithfulness of God. And I hope that this will shed some light on the aspect of what God has done for His people in granting unto them faith, giving them the gift of faith in their hearts. Psalm 40:10, I have not hid Thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared Thy faithfulness and Thy salvation. I have not concealed Thy loving kindness and Thy truth from the great congregation. Psalm 89:1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt Thou establish in the very heavens. And the heavens shall praise Thy wonders, O Lord, Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto Thee, or to Thy faithfulness round about Thee? But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah, to show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning and Thy faithfulness every night. God is faithful to His people. And we, you know, there are some that would proclaim that those people are arrogant who believe the things that the Bible proclaims that God has done for His people. You know, it's, He says in Psalm 119:9, Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Thy testimonies that Thou hast commanded are righteous and are very faithful. You know, we know that we are sinners, but we know that we have been sinners saved by grace. We have been given the knowledge of the righteousness of Christ and what He's done for His people. You know, I'm glad that God has revealed Himself to His people. I'm glad that God has given us a knowledge of Himself. He says in Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 49:7. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see in her eyes, princes also shall worship, because the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Well, I'm glad that God has given his people faith. You know, Hosea 2:20, I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Thou shalt know the Lord. Habakkuk 2:4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. There's something wonderful when we realize that God has granted unto us the faith to believe the gospel. We could never lay hold on these things had it not been given to us. For we were dead in our trespasses and sin, and God, in his wonderful mercy and grace, by his Holy Spirit, shine the light of his love into our hearts. I am so thankful that God has done that for me. You know, it would not mean anything if I saw it only in others. But the fact that God has shown his mercy unto this vile worm, you know, how wonderful and matchless his grace is. You know, it's amazing how that God does reveal himself to his people, is it not? You know, there's many, many messages that you may have heard over the years regarding this wonderful subject of faith. You know, in Luke 17:5, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. That's my prayer as well. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, draw me closer to you. Lord, increase my faith. There was one man, you remember what he said? Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Christ said in Luke 22:32, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Christ commanded us to strengthen the brethren, not to tear down the brethren, but to build one another up in this most holy faith. In Acts, the 6th chapter, we find that Stephen was a man full of faith. And it says in verse 8, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He was full of faith and power. And, you know, we find that faith is demonstrated by action, not passivity, and not being woeful or unbelieving or having a heart of unbelief. Acts 26:18, it says to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Well, we mentioned a while ago Romans 1:8. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. There was a time in my life when I must say I really didn't have the faith of Christ. I did not have the faith of Christ. I was a doubter. I did not believe God's word. But something happened. Something happened that caused me to believe His word and to believe His promises. You know? Romans 3:3, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Absolutely not. Just because there are those around us that are unbelieving and doubting that this is attributable to them doesn't make the faith of God without effect for His people who do believe. In Romans 3:22 it says, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, there is no difference. You know, this aspect of believing is an interesting study. You know, we have faith in the blood of Christ to do what He said it would do, and do what He said it did do. Romans 3:25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works, nay, but by the law of faith. We're not boasting in anything in ourselves. We're not boasting in any faith of man. We're boasting in the faith of Christ that He's given us. You know, we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. He says, but to him that worketh not, Romans 4:5, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. That's what it was with even Abraham. Faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. You know, and a lot of people try to separate out faith from the faith of Christ and from Christ, and they cannot be separated. The faith of Christ is Christ, active. Romans 4:16, it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to only which is of the law, but to that also which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Speaking of spiritual Israel. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're justified. We're justified by faith. You know? There seems to be twofold aspect of this subject. On the one side, we have faith, and the other side, we have the works of the law, don't we? Well, we know in Romans 9:32, we are told, "Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone." Who's the stumbling stone? Christ. Christ. You know? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, I don't think we can spend too much time on this subject of faith. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The power of God. You know, people say all the time, "Well, what is it you believe?" We believe that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, Paul said. And that's the way every one of God's little children should feel. Should taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, he says, "Now by faith, hope, and charity, these three, the greatest of these is charity." That's another thing that is directly linked to faith, is the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And he says in 1 Corinthians 16:13, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men and be strong." He says, 2 Corinthians 4:13, "We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." How is it that I can speak tonight regarding this gift of faith? Because I believe it. Because I believe it. 2 Corinthians 8:7, "Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also." He says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you? Except you be reprobates." Paul says here that we can know in ourselves that Jesus Christ is in us. You know? I'm glad that we have a knowledge of Christ. I'm glad that he says in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." I'm glad that faith, to believe that he loved me and gave himself for me, is present in all the midst of my struggle, and in the midst of my pain, and in the midst of my suffering, in the midst of everything we have to go through. But we're still comforted. Comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Galatians 3:26, "We are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Isn't that simple? We are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Well, I'm glad that we have so many passages that talk about this wonderful gift that God has given to His elect, the gift of faith. You know? And there is also a lot of proclamation by Paul in his epistles about how these new Christians exhibit their faith. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, he says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." If God has called us, He will do it. He will cause us to persevere in our faith. We believe in the doctrine of preservation. We believe that once that He has completed the work for us, that nothing will separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. You know, He says in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." Well, 1 Timothy 1:14, "And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 1:15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." That's Larry Phillips. That's Larry Phillips. I feel like I'm the chiefest of sinners, but that's who Christ came to save. You know, I'm glad that God has imparted faith in our hearts, that we do not have to be unbelieving. We do not have to stagger at the promises of God. That we can trust His Word. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. He says, 1 Timothy 6:21, "Which some professing have erred concerning the faith." You know, our faith is in Christ Jesus. You know, our faith is in Christ Jesus. You know, 2 Timothy 1:13, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 2:11, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we believe not," you know, "yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself." But you know, the interesting thing is that there's a lot of people that don't seem to have a living faith. They seem to go about in this life in an unbelieving fashion, denying the Lord that says that He is faithful, denying the Lord that says that He has chosen us in Him from the foundation of the world, denying the Lord that says that He's done all of these wonderful things for us. Isn't that interesting? Why is that? Is my question. Why is it that there's some that go through their whole life and they seem to to be in an unbelieving state. You know? Hebrews 6:12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I know that I've talked before about this subject of faith, but I think again it bears again repeating, does it not? That we should be grateful for this great thing that God has done for his people, and we should proclaim far and wide that God has done a marvelous thing for us. We're undeserving of it. We were totally depraved. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. But because of his unconditional love, he shined his light into our hearts. And he came to save his people from their sins, and we were one of those. And he did such a work in our hearts that we were unable to resist his grace. And we found ourselves fleeing to Christ, our Savior. We recognized that we were sinners in need of a great Savior. And we recognized also that when he said, "It is finished," he didn't mean it was partly done and we had something to do in it. It was not a partially completed work, and our action or inaction would bring it to fruition. You know, in Revelation 22:6, he said unto me, "These things, sayings are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the comfort, hope, and truth that it gives to us to realize that you are faithful to all of those whom you called. We are so grateful that you not only foreknew us, but you also predestinated us, and that you called us, and that you justified us, and that you have glorified us. And what shall we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is Christ that died. And who shall separate us from the love of God? Father, we're so thankful. We ask that you would continue to increase our faith to lay hold on the truth of these words, and that we would you would apply these words to our hearts, that we might own them because of the faith that Christ has given us. We ask these things in Christ's name and for your glory alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.